Joining us now to talk about the election on the morning after is Professor Elizabeth Sherman, founding director of the Center for Women in Politics and Public Policy at UMass Boston, and now a professor at American University in Washington. Good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
Elizabeth, do you think Democrats yet fully understand the magnitude of the Coakley loss yesterday?
Oh, yes. I'm sure that Democrats are definitely mourning this terrible loss. I think they are probably in a state of shock because it was a golden opportunity for someone who was very capable, very committed, who could carry on the legacy of Ted Kennedy and move forward on the liberal issues, especially on his signature issue of health care. And I think to have someone who's the polar opposite as far as the issues go in Massachusetts, of all places, has got to be just an incredible shock.
Let me look back a little bit. On Friday when we spoke with you, you said you felt the Coakley campaign was in free fall. What gave you that sense that day, and whose fault is this?
Well, I think really that Martha Coakley unfortunately underestimated Scott Brown. I think that, as I said, she's a very capable, intelligent woman of sterling character, and she's very steady, but unfortunately, I think she was somewhat scripted. She was not prepared, I think, for this juggernaut of the Scott Brown campaign, who so perfectly captured this wellspring of anger and determination out there to upend the establishment and send a message to Washington. And he was able to grab that momentum and that opportunity, very energetic and at an anti-establishment moment. He really seized the day.
What role did gender play in this race? And are Massachusetts voters, in your view, not ready to elect a woman to the Senate, or not just this woman?
You know, I think no matter whether it's a man or a woman, you've just absolutely got to be a fantastic candidate to play in the very, very top level of the big leagues. And I think people just figured that this was a Democratic seat, that there was going to be possibly a bruising primary, but once that was over, that maybe she would coast to victory. And unfortunately, that wasn't the case. When you look at the candidate that she went up against, I think that what you saw was someone who was incredibly capable. I think he's an amazing political talent. So between two different candidates, he really just, you know, proved his bona fides. He could get out there and, as I said, capture the momentum and all of the energy with a very, very compelling message. He just really had it, and unfortunately she didn't for this particular moment.
And he certainly fired a warning shot. Senator-elect Brown certainly fired a warning shot across the bow of Democrats, both here in Massachusetts and nationally last night in his acceptance speech, didn't he?
You know, I think his acceptance speech really showed this extraordinary determination. His message is not something that he has recently acquired. He was really, you know, speaking with full force that he is going to Washington to be the 41st vote against health care, that he's going to put a stop to the Obama agenda. He's going to throw sand in the gears of the Democrats. But, you know, I think there was that cringe-inducing moment, if you will, that somewhat ribald statement about that his daughters were available. And I think that revealed a propensity for him to go off message and maybe blurt out remarks off the top of his head. So, yes, over the course of the campaign, Martha Coakley was cautious, maybe too scripted. But I'm afraid that Scott Brown has revealed that, you know, he's used to being himself and saying whatever he thinks. And I think this could provide plenty of grist for the mill in politics in this, you know, hothouse of national politics at the highest level, where one false move could just demolish your future. So voters like Scott Brown, no question about it, but they don't really know Scott Brown.
What lessons should Massachusetts Democrats take away from this race?
That Massachusetts, as far as our congressional delegation goes, is just not as blue as we think. And this is a fork in the road. This is a turning point. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of outrage out there. There's a rejection of the Obama agenda and the Democratic agenda. And I think for Massachusetts voters, which we thought was the bluest of the blue states, it's just really not so. We're going to have to just analyze the mood of the voters and the desires of the voters, because they sent a message loud and clear.
Elizabeth Sherman, Professor Elizabeth Sherman, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Bob.